on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Mxolisi Kaunda insists the complaints of eThekwini residents about their service delivery frustrations have not fallen on deaf ears.
Let me give an assurance, residents of eThekwini, that as we are going to be presenting the budget on Friday, we have listened to your cry. You raised the challenge with rates, you raised challenge with electricity tariffs, you raised challenge with water tariffs and other tariffs. As a caring city, we'll be responding to your call. We want to assure you that all the commitments you make in this soccer will reflect in the budget statement with clear timelines and budgetary implications.
Mayor Kaunda has delivered the State of the City address at the Durban ICC. He began this afternoon's speech by reassuring residents the city is committed to tackling the pressing infrastructure challenges.
At the same time, rapid urbanization, severe weather disasters, aging infrastructure, making the delivery of quality services to our residents a moving target. However, we remain resolute to tackle our infrastructure backlog.
A KZN medical practitioner has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to 5 counts of personal income tax fraud. Kuhle Konke Mkhize's sentence is wholly suspended for 5 years with conditions. KZN NPA's Natasha Ramkusunkara says the Glenwood-based general practitioner defrauded SARS of over 2 million rand. He was sentenced by the Durban Regional Court.
He also pleaded guilty to 1 count of failure to withhold employees' tax on behalf of his company. A condition attached to his sentence is that he pays the amount of over 2 million rand directly to SARS with an upfront payment of 300,000 rand.
Mkhize has been told he has to pay back the money in installments before August 2027. In the U.S., demonstrators at Columbia University in New York have barricaded themselves inside a campus building. Masked individuals smashed windows and blocked doors with metal tables in the early hours of the morning after administrators began suspending protesting pro-Palestine students for failing to comply with an order to disperse. The White House has slammed the seizure of the building, saying it's absolutely the wrong approach. Staying in that city, Donald Trump has been fined for breaking a gagging order imposed by the judge in his hush money trial. The former U.S. president's been ordered to pay $1,000 each for the 9 violations. He's been warned he could be jailed for further breaches. Trump is barred from making public statements about witnesses and others connected to the case. He denies falsifying business records over payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and says the charges are unfair.
I'm going to go into this trial. I'm going to sit in a freezing cold ice box for 8 hours, 9 hours or so. They took me off the campaign trail.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.